In the UK, the city of Manchester is reeling after another terrorist attack, this time a New Year's Eve knife attack at a train station. A 25-year-old man was quickly arrested after stabbing three people, including a police officer. But it brings back horrific memories for the city, where a suicide bomber killed 22 people at an Ariana Grande concert in 2017. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan reports.
Sam Clack is a journalist who's covered dozens of terrorist attacks while working at the BBC. Standing on the platform waiting for his train in Manchester on New Year's Eve, he saw one of those attacks unfold right in front of him.
I just heard the guy shout, as part of a sentence, he shouted, Allah. And then I thought, that doesn't sound good. I'm a journalist. I've worked on many, many, many stories and breaking news stories from the UK and abroad where terror attacks of various kinds and soft terror attacks, and I thought this has the feel of that all of a sudden, and started to feel a little bit nervous.
A 25-year-old man was tackled to the ground by transport police officers.
Move away now!
Moments after he'd stabbed three people, witness Sam Clack again.
And then the police, all in their high-vis, sort of came in from both sides, maybe six, seven, eight of them. I thought that was very quick.
A woman and a man in their 50s were seriously injured and are now recovering in hospital. And a transport police officer was also stabbed in the shoulder. Greater Manchester Police quickly declared the attack an act of terrorism. Here's Chief Constable Ian Hopkins.
We experienced a horrific attack on people simply out to enjoy the New Year's Eve celebrations in Manchester. My thoughts are very much with the couple who are still being treated in hospital for their very serious injuries, and of course with the brave British Transport Police officer that was stabbed during the attack.
The attack unfolded at Victoria Station in central Manchester, adjacent to the arena where a suicide bomb attack in 2017 killed 22 people as they left a concert. Many of the victims were children, and that was Britain's worst terrorist attack in a decade.
I know that the events of last night will have affected many people and caused concern, particularly as the incident happened so close to the scene of the terrorist attack on the 22nd of May 2017. I believe this makes it an even more dreadful attack for our city.
Terror police have raided the suspect's home in Manchester but haven't released his name. Investigators believe he operated alone without the assistance of a wider network.
Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan.